Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Depression Debbie churning in the northeast. Storm clouds in D.C. this morning obscuring the Washington Monument for a time under a tornado threat. But in the Carolinas, Debbie blamed for a death east of Raleigh and may have caused a plane to get stuck in the mud at Charlotte's airport overnight with Carolina Panthers players on board. In the race for the White House, former President Trump in Montana later tonight and Vice President Kamala Harris headlining an event in Arizona with voters looking to hear concrete plans.
I've heard a lot of people complain about the rent prices and trying to get a house, and it's not affordable. The border is another one that people bring up a lot.
As for a debate between Harris and Trump,
it is finally official. Harris and Trump have agreed to debate each other on ABC News next month. Trump making that announcement from his Mar-a-Lago home. A campaign official tells me that the vice president will not agree to that Fox News debate on September 4th, saying that any future debates hinges on Trump actually showing up to the ABC News debate on September 10th.
ABC Selena Wang. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to state investment in four-year education. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says that's a surefire way to lose top talent.
I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months looking into the UW system's problems and how to possibly solve them. More than 1,000 road projects in Wisconsin are getting $174 million from the Department of Transportation. Local governments told the state which roads need the most work. Also this week, Wisconsin got $200 million from the federal government to fix or replace more than 150 roads and bridges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today is your last day to register to vote before Tuesday. You can always register at the polls on Election Day because Wisconsin has same-day voter registration. But if you'd like to take care of it ahead of time, today is your deadline. To register, you'll need a voter registration form, photo ID, and a proof of residence document. That can be a property tax bill, student loan statement, vehicle registration. There are lots of options. Then you have to bring all of that to your clerk's office. You can find all the information you need at myvote.wi.gov. And get this, officials found a car submerged in the Wisconsin River they believe has been there more than 30 years. They were preparing for construction on the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, and Iowa County lines. In the water, authorities found a 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix. They don't even make Pontiacs anymore. Law enforcement ended up learning this car had been stolen in 1990. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NFL Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up week 2 of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Galvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to do a segment called I Trust Tim Walz to Blank. I've been seeing a bunch of stuff crossing social media over the last couple of days, and there's some really cute things on there. So start thinking about what would you trust Tim Walz to do? You can text it in now. You can wait until after 11:30 and call us. But again, you can always get in touch at 855-752-4842. If you joined us yesterday at this time, Andra Watkins was here. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she grew up in a Christian nationalist household. She used textbooks provided by Bob Jones University.
Yeah.
She essentially had to re-educate herself after she got out of the house, and she said it wasn't until she was 30 that she really started researching, and as she put it, unindoctrinating herself to find out facts. I mean, her textbooks talked about the earth. They're creationism textbooks.
Yeah.
So the earth is 6,000 years old and man walked the earth with dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. I could listen to people coming from those backgrounds talk all day long because those are just the popular things we know about. We know that there are people out there who have those beliefs, but it gets so much more nuanced and uglier, and Andra shed a light on that, especially in the context of Project 2025 and how it is specifically written, not just the text itself, which she admits, and you, Jane, you tried to read it for 2 hours. She read the whole thing. The first part of it is very, you know, introductory and whatnot, but once you start getting into the nooks and crannies of it all, especially when it comes to healthcare, reproductive rights.
Yes.
That's where she found literal text in there that was written in the vein of Christian nationalist teachings. So she, like the ideas that she was presented as a kid in this tome. And that is horrifying to think about.
Yep. I would highly encourage you, if you weren't able to listen to it yesterday, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows. Go to Matt Nair on Air. That will have both hours of yesterday's show. Yes. She was on in the 10 o'clock hour and in the 11 o'clock hour. But I would highly encourage you to listen to our interview yesterday with Andra Watkins. Fascinating insights on the influence of Christian nationalism within Project 2025. And the reason we're bringing this up again is because Phoebe Petrovic of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we have had her on the show before, has a great article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, The Gospel of Matthew Truhella, How a Militant Anti-Abortion Activist is Influencing Republican Politics.
Yeah.
And this is a very chilling article about Mr. Truhella, who preaches in Brookfield.
Yes.
The 63-year-old, again, this article from Phoebe Petrovic of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the 63-year-old Truhella opens his talks with photos of Truhella Nation, his wife of over 40 years, their 11 homeschooled kids, dozens of grandkids. He cracks jokes. He quotes history and scripture. But when addressing his congregation in Brookfield, he sneers, he shouts, he calls his enemies wicked dogs, whores, and tyrants. Last year, he said homosexuality should be treated as a crime with the death penalty because the Bible calls for the death penalty for sodomy.
The Bible calls for the death penalty of a lot of things, yeah. But we don't ever talk about that, which is what we discussed with Andra as well. Very, very choosy with what they want to believe out of that book.
Yeah, there's a lot of cherry picking, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to Leviticus and some of the things they love about Leviticus. And then, let's just skip the whole you can't get tattoos and women can't cut their hair and you can't grow crops side by side or wear fabrics, mixed fabrics.
Shellfish. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no shellfish. No touching pigs.
Yeah. One of the very interesting things that needs to be talked about with Matthew Truhella is that he's been around for a long time.
Yes, he has.
And in the 90s, he did some pretty unsavory things with regards to abortion doctors.
Yes.
He, called for the execution of them. And he was as extreme then as he is now. And that got him thrown out of the movement and kind of became a pariah, persona non grata on the surface. So we didn't talk about him. When it was like, no, we're not with him. That's too extreme. That's too much. Well, over time, as things have devolved,
yes,
his name has come up more and more, and it's not just like he waited it out in the tall grass and was like, here I am, I'm back. He started to get love and
recognition
from higher ups in the Trump White House.
Oh yes,
people like Mike Flynn referred to him. So he just sort of waited and he did his thing for years, and now he's back and he's got far more influence than he ever did. And we're not talking about it. We are. We've talked about this now twice.
Yep.
And actually, this is the third time because we talked about the fact that he'd been working with the Waukesha County GOP and the fact that he's been running things through there as well with them. And his book is the only book they sell on their website. So he did the thing that is a virtuous thing is he had patience.
And now he's back.
With a vengeance.
Yep. In this article from Phoebe Petrovic in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in Wisconsin, Truhella has forged a close relationship with the Waukesha County Republican Party. Twice in the last 2.5 years, he's been invited to speak at their events, including one where he talked to local candidates. Last year, in a speech to the Waukesha GOP, Truhella focused on how local officials are best positioned to guard America's freedoms, quote, "You may have to do things in the future you're not authorized to do. The country is breaking apart. Counties are becoming more important in the process. Counties may secede from one state and join an adjoining state. Several adjoining counties may end up leaving a state and forming their own." Remember, this is what happened during the Civil War. Waukesha GOP chair declining to comment through its executive director, who responded to repeated interview requests, "We're done with this." Yeah, sorry, but you can't be. If you're still going to invite him to speak at your events, you're not done with this.
Oh, and he's
what he talked about, you might have to do things that are illegal.
Yeah.
This is a core value of Christian nationalists. Andrew was very specific about this when we talked to her yesterday. You can supersede any man-made law in order to institute the law of God.
Yeah, and it's right there. It's right there in the article. It says Truhella has applied it to today's political battles, that officials have a divine right and duty. And if you don't do that, what are you going to do? It's probably going to go to hell. And she said this isn't a game that they're playing in Washington either. There's a lot of politicians out there who will claim faith and maybe not be as faithful as they seem.
Right.
But there are individuals in our Congress who are as rabid and not as vocal because they know they probably can't get away with it. But this message goes through the halls of power in D.C. and Wisconsin and your state, if you're listening out of state. And also another thing, too, in the article that Phoebe Petrovic wrote was he gave a prayer breakfast sermon at a nation's preeminent law enforcement association.
Oh, a bunch of sheriffs.
So he is everywhere. He's not just some, you know, weirdo on the corner screaming into a microphone saying the end is nigh. This man has connections.
Yes.
He has power and he has influence.
Yes, he does. And this all aligns with Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation, mm-hmm. author of Project 2025.
Yeah.
Kevin Roberts' book, we mentioned this yesterday, was going to be published next month. Oh, no. Now they're going to wait until after the election. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for Kevin Roberts' book, the author of Project 2025. Don't believe the Trump administration when they try to run away from this and say they don't know what's in this. Mm-hmm. And we have a clip of Kevin Roberts talking about the upcoming election. It should give you chills. Kevin.
In spite of all this nonsense from the left, we are going to win. We're in the process of taking this country back. We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
just accept it.
Submit.
Just accept it. If we reject the results of the November election and start the whole process over, you just have to accept it, people. Otherwise, there's going to be bloodshed.
This is for your own good.
Right.
You don't want to be free. You want to. It's very weird. This the freedom aspect of it all, like America, this star-spangling freedom of free. But they don't want this. They want to rule you. And they think you want to be ruled by saying such a thing as if it's bloodless if you allow it to happen.
Right.
Then you want to be ruled, which I don't want to be ruled by them or anyone for that matter.
Well, I would think this would be disturbing for anyone who is a person of faith. And even if you are not a person of faith, that the goal is to institute their form of Christianity across the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Their version.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction. Their version.
And we've heard from people who disagree with us, and they say, I don't want this.
And there are absolutely wonderful faith communities.
Absolutely. But then there has to be work done then. Because, I mean, you have to have these conversations asking, why do you want to do this? Why would you want to impose our religion on other people when this country is full of individuals who come from beautiful faiths, no faith, you know, spirituality, whatever. I mean, it's just, if you don't want this, if you were a Christian, you don't want this, then it's time to speak up. You got to say something now, because this isn't just about an election. This is about trying to transform our government into something that's frankly out of a movie or out of other countries.
They want a theocracy.
Yeah.
They want a theocracy. Again, going back to this article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Phoebe Petrovic, the relationship between Matthew Trujillo and the Waukesha GOP is dismaying to former Waukesha County Sheriff Bill Kruzicki, who's a Republican who was in office from 94 mm-hmm. to 2002. He says it would have been very surprising for the GOP in Waukesha County to have invited him to any event in the 90s or 2000s. I just can't imagine they'd support this person. You can quote me on this. I think it's a shame. They do that.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for speaking out. Thank you.
If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck. Sweet Galby on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, don't forget Tuesday. Very important primary here in Wisconsin. Two constitutional amendments will be on the ballot no matter where you are in the state. If you're not quite sure how to vote on it, just keep in mind that Popcorn King Robin Voss says you should vote yes.
That's an easy just a decoder right there. Yeah.
I think that kind of says a lot.
That could be a website. What does Robin Voss think? And then whatever he, you know, just put his ideas in there.
And then do the opposite.
Exactly.
It is very important that everyone go out and vote. It's turnout is everything.
Yep.
Not just the August 13th primary, but the November 5th presidential election. Turnout is critical. Be a voter, baby. Everybody likes people who are voters.
Be cool.
We've been talking about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Phoebe Petrovic, who has joined our show in the past, specifically talking about Pastor Matthew Truhella, who preaches out of a hotel in Brookfield.
I'm sorry. It's just.
But he does.
I know he does. It's just that notion like he's a preacher. Where does he preach? At the hotel. What? I'm not going to that. I'd rather go to a mega church than go to a hotel.
Oh, he'll give him time.
Yeah, right.
Give him time. He appears to have a relatively cozy relationship with the Waukesha Republican Party, and he has very, very extreme views in the Christian nationalist vein.
Yes.
And that influence is all throughout Project 2025. Andrea Watkins joined us yesterday. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household. She went to that kind of school. She had that kind of indoctrination. You should subscribe to her Substack, Project 2025, how Project 2025 will ruin your life. And this is the plans that they want to implement should they be elected in November. I also think even if Donald Trump will lose in November, this plan will never go away. This is the playbook for the next time they can get into power.
And I made the comment to Andrea yesterday that if it doesn't work on a national scale, that they'll take it to a statewide scale. And she said flat out, she goes, they already have.
Oh, it's happening already.
It's already happening. Yep. And honestly, it probably would work better for them because that way, you know, especially, you know, red states, they're not going to push back against some of these policies. Some of these states think, well, yeah, of course we're a Christian state. So maybe national is a little too big right now.
But that's the goal. And as Andres pointed out as well, she said, sure, right now it's only, you know, they're against the LGBTQ community because that's convenient for them to make an other. But the other things in Leviticus that they like to pick and choose, those could come later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Depending upon how radical people become, those could be coming later. So enjoy football now. Enjoy your bacon and enjoy shrimp because that could be going away as well. We did have Tom from LA mention on the text line that you should pick up the book, The Family. It's by Jeff Charlotte. And actually, when Kristen was still here, we had Jeff Charlotte on.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a fascinating read. These efforts have been going on for decades. Yeah. Leonard Leo is only 56 years old, but he's been working behind the scenes very quietly to put all of these extreme Catholics on the Supreme Court. And he's been very successful at it.
The interesting thing Andrew did say kind of on the side, though, was the fact that you have someone like Leonard Leo, who's an extreme, he's Opus Dei, which is essentially Catholic.
He's a Knight of Malta, apparently.
Great. I'm a knight of malted milk. I don't care. But you have Opus Dei, which is Catholic national, like Christian nationalism for Catholics. Mike Johnson is Christian nationalist, but for Protestant. And there was another one she had mentioned, and I can't remember his name. And they said, when it comes down to it, if they succeed, then someone out of that group has to win.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to war against each other.
And then it's like, well, I mean, I'm just sitting here, a godless heathen, going, I got to go to work. But like, even the, I guess that's what I'm trying to say is, even in its, what seems like the craziness of the Christian national movement, the fighting in it will provide another step of like violence and tumult in this country, that once, if they win, it's not over, because then they got to figure out who's really in charge.
Right. And who's got the moral high ground.
Exactly.
Who's got the moral high ground. Brendan did comment on the live stream. Just as there are still good Republicans, there are still millions of good Christians that see through this fascist BS. You're absolutely right, Brendan. Yep. There are still good Republicans. There are still many good people of faith. I don't ever want us to sound like we don't credit people of good faith and goodwill.
No,
we talked to Mark Edelson.
Elsden,
I'm sorry, a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful man. Minister. We know they're there.
The reflection of Christ's love.
Yeah.
That's what I kept saying, because it's true.
Yeah.
He and his groups are the reflection of Christ's love.
We have Keith from Middleton is on the line. Thank you for waiting, Keith. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, guys. So my question goes to the two amendments to our Constitution. Having read them, like, I don't know, 800 times trying to figure them out,
yep.
Yeah.
My question comes to, as a citizen of the state, based on what I've read, 99% of people are going to jump and say, okay, you know what, that's probably a good idea, and they're going to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
My first impression, as is yours, is anything that Robert Voss is for or the Republicans in Congress in our state propose, I'm against immediately, just because I don't trust them, right? Is there any remedy for us as citizens of the state to challenge the writing of those laws? Because if they pass, I'll be honest, I don't think that anybody who's voting for them, and I'm not anybody, but most people voting for them, are more confused about the wording than they are concerned about what they want to get done. That makes sense.
No, Keith, that absolutely makes sense. We've talked about that many, many times. These amendments are always written
intentionally
with confusion. When yes. I worked in 2007, I believe it was a long, long time ago, on the Fair Wisconsin project, which was to help keep an amendment off the Wisconsin Constitution defining marriage. We had to say vote no on this thing because people thought they were. Because the language was so confusing, yes. They were like, well, we vote yes, because of course we love gay marriage. No, no. It was written so you had to vote no. And Keith, that's what they do every single time. And something that Deb Kronmiller said that will always stick in my head, two things actually. One, she said, when they can't do it in legislation, they do it through the amendment. And if you look at all the amendments in the Constitution, the ones that are repealing old amendments are as much as the one that are still existing today. Because they do this all the time. They want to confuse you and make someone go, yeah, I guess that sounds right to me.
Yeah. And I thank you so much, Keith. Really appreciate it. And that's a really good question we should ask Jim Santel.
Yes.
About, because Jim is a lawyer and Maggie Dawn's also a lawyer. Yeah. We're only lawyer adjacent.
Yeah.
As we say frequently. So, and we're going to keep talking about this. Mm-hmm. The election is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Again, Robin Voss says you should vote yes on these two constitutional amendments. If you would like Robin sitting on more of money and federal money that comes down during an emergency so they can just gavel in and gavel out, then I guess, sure, go ahead and vote yes.
Yeah. If you don't want big corporations to, you know, pay their share or also, you know, admit fault when they've poisoned our waters, vote yes. Yeah.
News is coming up next when we come back. I trust Tim Walz to blank. keep sending them in, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some reminders about Tuesday's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be five parties to choose from. Election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over to look for races or referendums on the back. Kamala Harris's rapid rise may lead to more interest in the upcoming Democratic National Convention and maybe shorter presidential campaigns. David Schultz teaches political science at Hamline University.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
Voters tell pollsters they want shorter campaigns, but Schultz says that's easier said than done. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is getting some extra funding for caregivers and foster families. The Department of Human Services will receive over $150,000 from DCF's Families First Fund. That money can be used to pay for the basics, like rent, food, utilities, childcare, and transportation. Plus, it can help future foster families get the essentials, reunify kids if they were living outside the home, and help young people who have aged out of the foster care system. And Ride the Drive is this weekend. The event encourages people to use alternatives to cars. Madisonians will ride bikes and walk a route through the city on Sunday, but you can bring anything, a scooter, a stroller, as long as it's not a car, you're golden. It's a four-mile route going both directions. That means some streets will be closed downtown. That includes John Nolan, Regent, and Willie Street from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Everyone is welcome at Ride the Drive, and they still need some volunteers. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Taylor Swift shows were canceled due to a terrorist attack threat. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Vienna, Austria, apprehended two men, one of them the 19-year-old ringleader. The canceled shows were for August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and those with tickets will get a full refund. Reps for Taylor Swift have not commented yet on the incident. The Swift Eras Tour has spanned 145 shows in five continents. It started in 2023 and is scheduled to end in Vancouver in December. There is drama on the set of the new Bridget Jones film. The shooting schedule was disrupted by bats. Experts say their habitat was disrupted by the filming in Keswick, Cumbria. That was almost enough to distract fans from the fact that Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, is returning for the fourth installment of the franchise. Apparently, Firth's return has been planned for a while, but they were hoping to keep it a secret. Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is expected in theaters in February of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances. Presidential debate, they both accepted. Harris v. Trump, we'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
But that won't happen.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I've been seeing these memes kind of going around social media the last couple of days about vice presidential candidate Tim Walz kind of making a big splash since he made it on the scene, especially when you contrast him to J.D. Vance on the Republican side. And we didn't really address this yesterday, but during his appearance in Eau Claire, J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire the same day Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were there. He was offered this softball question. What makes him smile? A reporter asked J.D. Vance, what makes him smile? He said, well, I smile at a lot of things, including bogus questions from the media. I mean, look, I think if you watch a full speech I give, I'm having a good time out here and I'm enjoying this. What an odd response to such an easy question. Doesn't he have three children?
Yeah, I mean, it was so easy. Like, he could have given his Trumpian dig and then followed it up with, obviously, of course, my wife and my kids.
Right.
Yes.
Anything.
But he has no charisma or capacity to think on his feet, I don't think.
He's just not human, in my opinion. It's just not what humans do.
Well, and this is something that I found. Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says the Harris-Walz ticket is the most authentic ticket we've seen. They are real people. Gen Z is done with people who feel like they've been made in a laboratory to become a politician. Governor Walz has shown us government can work for us. He has gotten universal school lunch, passed red flag laws, passed protections for labor unions, and passed record money for affordable housing.
Yeah. He's just gotten things done.
And he seems like a really nice guy.
So far, anyone who's tried to come forward and sling mud has been quickly picked apart and said, no, you're wrong. And it's bad. And stop doing this. It's like, you know, one of the things we didn't discuss before is there was the clip we played earlier this week, which was, you know, what happens when the Trump campaign tries to paint you with the brush of liberal or too progressive? And he was like, oh, I don't know, if kids have full bellies because they give them free lunch, they can do better in school. I guess whatever you want to call me. This whole movement to call him Tampon Tim is like, he's not going to sit there and go, oh, no, what are you going to
do? Oh, don't stop.
Stop. It's not like I helped push legislation to give people free sanitary products. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, like, my generation has been whining and crying about Bernie Sanders for the last 8 years, and now we finally have two candidates that are on par with Bernie Sanders, so I don't think calling them the most progressive people ever, if anything, is just activating the base even more.
Yeah, it's...
We have a clip of Tim Walz about families. Let's play the Walz on families. A comment that I think he just did this interview earlier this morning, Kelvin.
First of all, it was up to him. I wouldn't have a family because of IVF.
Talking about
the things that we need to do reproductive. My kids were born through that direct, you know, that way. And also I make sure that I'm the guys and our folks are investing in prenatal care. We're the ones that are there for universal pre-K. We're the ones that are providing school meals at this. I'm not going to back down one bit on this whole family values thing. And it's us. That construct that he's putting out there is absolutely untrue. We're making it more affordable to have children by having paid family and medical leave so that you can go home when your kids are sick and take care of them. Or if you're a dad, I don't have to go right back to work 5 days later after my wife had a C-section because our insurance wouldn't pay for it. We're boosting those things up. There's nothing pro-family other than having women be incubators for their vision of this.
Not wrong. He ain't wrong.
That's what I love about him, too, is the fact that he can just start out so sweet and you ask him a question like that. And he's like, all right, I'll answer it. And he's like, women as incubators. Oh, my God. It just, you know... I think I said it on the show. I've definitely said it to a few people, which is they try so hard with these labels, the lying Kamala, mispronouncing her name, Tampon Tim, Twitchy Tim. There was another one they tried to do as well earlier this week when they announced him. And they just fall apart, or they take them, they dust them off, and they wear them like, yeah, you can call me Tampon Tim. I don't care. But you dare call them weird?
Yeah.
and they flip out. They freak out. Don't do that. Don't call us weird. That's so unprofessional. That's so how dare you call us that? Dude, are you okay, man?
Right. So here's the fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to fill in the blank. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tom from LA, Coach Walz. I trust him to help us win the big game.
Yep.
Liz from Saukville listening in here in Waukesha on WAUK. I trust soon to be VP Walz to replace the windows on my house, which we're currently looking for.
We had one of the things that kind of like it stoked the idea of this whole thing was one from Luke Mathers that says Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
I trust Tim Walz to watch my purse while I'm on the dance floor.
That's very, very good. Yes.
I trust Tim Walz to watch my drink at the bar when I go to the bathroom. That's not a small thing for ladies.
No, that's a drink or a bag or any. That's a huge amount of trust.
It is a lot of trust.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to blank. 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren, which I wouldn't allow any either Trump or Vance anywhere near them.
Yep.
Even if I was there.
We've asked that question before.
Thank you so much, Keith.
We've asked that question before. Would you trust Donald Trump with your daughter, your kid, your wife, anybody that you care and love about? No, you most certainly would not. Even the most fervent Trumper, I don't think deep down would trust Trump.
Oh, I don't think so either.
I trust Tim Walz. This is from Stephen Milwaukee. I trust Tim Walz to pull me out of the river during a raging rapids trip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He would try and save you.
Absolutely.
I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz to watch my kids, watch my pets, watch my fish. And then he'd probably replace the tank filters and add some decorative rocks and a treasure chest. I trust Tim Walz to blank. For Sam from Madison, listening on MDX. Thank you for joining us, Sam.
Hey, I trust Tim Walz to make the United States more like Minnesota, like I wish Wisconsin would be more like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Amen, Sam.
Yep, absolutely.
We got Minnesota envy for sure. Thank you so much. If you would like to join us, fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz too at 855-752-4842. Coming in on the text line, I trust Tim Walz to watch my house when I'm out of town.
There you go.
I trust Tim Walz to pick up my mail.
Oh, he would definitely pick up your mail.
Right?
And he would
get packages that are on the porch.
I would even trust Tim Walz not only to take my mail to throw out like the junk mail. He'll know which ones I
He would sort it.
Yeah, he'll know which ones I trust him to leave a grocery bag of produce from his garden in my car if I leave my doors unlocked.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Yep. I trust him. This is a deep one. I trust Tim Walz to take me deep into the forest and not send me to greener pastures. Sure, Tristan from Kenosha.
That works.
Cool. Hey, man, as long as you trust him, that's what we care about.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. This is one that I saw on Twitter. I trust Tim Walz to teach me how to drive stick shift without making me cry.
That's important. When I learned how to drive stick shift, I always thank my old roommate, Joe. He took me to this is the thing they don't do. Take them to a church parking lot or to a closed big store.
Industrial area.
Yep.
Where you can practice back there.
And tell them, hey, you're going to stall out. The car's going to go, you know, weird. It'll be odd, but as soon as you get it, it'll be great.
Texter listening on WAUK, when the choice comes between Tim Walz and a bear, you should 100% pick Tim Walz over the bear. Not only will he share his snacks with you, he will help you lead you out of the forest while pointing out how you can tell the difference between a pine tree and a spruce tree.
I just, all these Midwestern things now, just, I mean, it's, I love him so much.
855-752-4842. Fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank. This one is from me. I would trust Tim Walz to pick me up hitchhiking, get me home safely, and then before I get out, scolding me for going hitchhiking.
Here's another one. It's, we're getting a lot of similar ones here. It's, I trust him to pick up my friends and I from the bar when we had too much to drink at 2 in the morning.
Oh yeah, you could call him. You could call him.
Your DD. Absolutely. Free sodas for Tim.
855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz not to tell anyone I ate an entire bag of Fritos with a container of sour cream.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You could tell him your secrets.
Nothing to be ashamed of there. It's a healthy snack. I'm not a doctor.
I trust Tim Walz to clean my rifle.
Okay. All right. Pack my parachute.
That's a lot of trust.
That's a lot of trust.
You want to make sure he knows how to pack a parachute.
Yeah, right.
There is an art to that. If he learned how to pack a parachute, I would trust him.
Look,
but
I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't maybe. I trust Tim Walz to reupholster my couch.
Oh. Oh, I trust Tim Walz to know when he can't do it and says, you know what? I'll help you find someone who can.
Yes.
Finish the job.
Yes. I trust Tim Walz to be left alone with my couch.
All right. I trust Tim Walz to watch my kids. It would be much way better than the dog being in charge. That's fair. Llama for Madison. Very, very true. These are all great. I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving this.
855-752-4842. Fill in the blank. I trust Tim Walz to blank. I trust Tim Walz to perform CPR, the Heimlich maneuver, and deliver a baby.
Oh, in the baby situation, those sleeves are going right up. He's telling people, I need you to do this, 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 and this. Call a doctor. We're making this happen. Calvin?
Call back to when I complained about the stresses of having a boat. I would trust Tim Walz to help me back the trailer in the water at the boat launch.
Not a small thing.
Definitely the guy standing behind you going, doing the singles.
Bring it back a little bit.
Okay, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Keith from Middleton. I trust him to take a roadkill bear to the DNR, not leave it in Central Park.
Oh, sweet.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
We just have about a minute left if you want to chime in on this. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I trust Tim Walz to laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
And he would laugh at himself.
Heartily, too. Oh, that man can take a joke.
Absolutely.
We're Midwesterns. We can take a joke. We can give it.
All right. You can always still chime in with us at 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hi, this is Paul Soglin. When I was mayor of Madison, Samba Balde was common council president.
I counted on him to fight for a fair share of city services for all Madison residents and to protect taxpayers' interests. I know you can count on him to be a progressive state senator. Vote for Samba Balde for Senate on August 13th.
Paid for by Samba for Senate.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Calvinator on the board, coming to you from downtown Waukesha. You can join us, call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. We have news coming up at noon, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. The Maggie Dawn Show. I believe James Santel filling in today from 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie will be back on Monday. We've been taking your calls and your texts about, I trust Tim Walz to blank. Because he just seems like that kind of a Midwestern guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's bringing the joy. And I think that's what a lot of people are really relating to. Just real quickly, Calvin, let's hit that clip.
Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me. But maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
So we're doing something a little joyful. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
We've got a couple of good ones coming in here. We got Tom from LA or someone, but that's not the one. Okay, here we go. Tammy in Virginia says, I trust Tim Walz with my house code to check if I shut off the coffee pot.
Yes.
Tom says, I trust Tim Walz to raise these children and make them responsible adults. I think this might be my favorite one, though. This is someone listening on WAUK. Is I trust Tim Walz to not overcharge me at the mechanic shop just because I'm a woman.
Nice.
That's
a big one.
Wow.
That's a big one. Melissa in Stevens Point listening on WFHR. I trust Tim Walz to take me hunting and teach me proper gun safety.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to have the blaziest of blaze orange on. I trust him to show me who really serves the best walleye in town. That's important on a Friday night during Lent, especially during Lent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I trust Tim Walz to share his favorite fishing spots with me.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like in my head, I'm like, I trust him to take me fishing when I'm feeling down.
Spend some time.
Yep. We don't have to talk, friend.
Well, just go. Let's go out on the water.
Yeah.
Let's go get out on the water.
Clear our heads. If you got to say anything, I'm here for you.
855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to spank J.D. Vance in a debate. Listening on WAUK, I trust Tim Walz to watch my dogs while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
He's just a good guy. And I think it's really frustrating to the other side. They're just trying so hard to find something about him that is bad. And here's the thing is, anything bad that happens, I feel. Personally, I trust Tim Walz. Here's one for me. I trust Tim Walz to take responsibility for anything that they try to paint him with. As far as like, if we find something like, oh, he did this back, and he's like, yes, I did. And let me tell you about it.
Yes.
I trust Tim Walz to take responsibility.
That's a really good one, Greg. Brendan on the live stream. I trust Tim Walz to protect our family farms.
I do too. I really hope. I'm going to tell you something. We've talked about that quite a bit, and there's frustration towards both sides, and I'm really hoping that Kamala and Tim can help broker
some decent,
for our farmers.
For our farmers who, yeah. I swear to God, every time we talk, and learn more about this. They just get screwed every time you turn around. Yeah. Our farmers do, yeah. I think. Yeah. It just seems like everything is stacked against them in 14 different ways. Terry from Cross Plains, I trust Tim Walz to help me wallpaper and we'll still be on speaking terms.
Oh, yeah, indeed. I think that's a good one. That's a good one to round it all out right there.
That's perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
That is perfect, Terry. Thank you so much. If you want to keep sending them in, we will try and share them as the end of the show winds down here. But 855-752-4842. I trust Tim Walz to blank.
Let's see. Oh. I trust, this is Andrew in Maine, says, I trust Tim Walz to make an award-winning hot dish, which he won an award for, then laugh at that Midwestern mom's video of remaking it. So it's just a...
He has an award-winning hot dish.
He does?
He won a three. It's the turkey trot tater tot hot dish.
I really want some.
You can try and make one.
Okay.
I trust Tim Walz to come out with his own book of recipes. That won't be far behind.
Oh, man. All right. So... we got the Olympics wrapping up this weekend.
We do.
And America's doing quite well.
Yes. Are we still leading in gold?
I think we still are leading. We are leading in medals, period. That doesn't hurt that we have nearly 600 athletes there representing.
That might be a little bit of an edge there.
But I think the last time I looked, which was this morning, it was 30-30 for gold. We were tied with China. China is ahead, 32 golds to America's 30. But we have 104 total, whereas... China's the closest with 77.
Calvin?
Yeah, that's what I was going to add, is that it looks like China got 2 gold medals since then.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly confident we at least have men's and women's basketball gold medals to add to that.
Yeah.
That sounds
reasonable. And I'm sure
there's
more, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what's left? What competitions are left over the weekend?
I said men's and women's basketball because I knew that's what's left.
Other than that, we're not so sure.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure I am mistaken, excuse me, I think there's still women's basketball, there's football.
Women's soccer.
Men's gold, that already happened. Oh, see, I want them to give me what's happening, not, here we are. All right. We got golf, men's marathon tomorrow, taekwondo, water polo, most boring sport on earth. More taekwondo, modern pentathlon. I'd love to see ancient pentathlon. That probably involves throwing a javelin at a cow.
Was breakdancing, was that today?
I believe it debuted today? Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I want to go back and watch some of that.
Diving, handball, table tennis, sport climbing. Women are going to be competing for a women's bronze match in water polo as well. So there's plenty of stuff still going on. I think the closing ceremony is on Sunday,
yep.
But there is so much happening between now and then. And I'm going to try to catch a little bit of it this weekend. So it'll be fun.
Hopefully the closing ceremony won't have anything to do with Dionysus or anything. We'll have more people melting down all over creation. Just a couple more. I trust Tim Walz to blank have come in on the text line. I trust Tim Walz to have a clean couch. That's Jude from East Troy. Tim from Waukesha. I trust Tim Walz not to grope my wife.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you all so very much for joining us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy this weekend and you have the chance to share it. We'll be back Monday. News is next. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a bar band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Introducing the new Sushi Lover Madison. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi at an amazing price. Now open at Westtown Mall for lunch or dinner. Experience stunning decor with a beautiful water fountain, captivating oriental artwork, and a welcoming atmosphere. Their skilled chefs create each sushi roll fresh and made to order. Visit today at 72 Westtown Mall and satisfy your cravings. For menus and a full list of locations, visit SushiLoverWI.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.